Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. Allahumma akhrijna min zulumatil wahmi wa akrimna binur al-fahm wa anam alayna azim. Shabab, please. If you could all come close, give us a bit of quietness, so we can start the lesson. Jazakumullah khair. And a reminder for everyone, anyone that's blocking their car downstairs, if you could please kindly remove your car, so we don't get any disturbance. The continuous of last week's hadith with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ بِهِ عِلْمًا سَهَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ Whoever takes a path, the path of knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a path easy for him to the paradise. That's a hadith that we mentioned last week. So an easy path to the paradise, a short path to the paradise is seeking knowledge. And this is one of the ways of seeking knowledge, learning the knowledge of Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously after the hadith said, "Wa mashtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah yatluna kitaballahi wa yatadarasunahu fi ma bainahum." That now people get together in a place of worship. They get together for the sake of Allah azza wa jal to learn the holy book of Allah azza wa jal and to teach that book among each other. Allah Azza wa Jal promised four things. إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الرَّحْمَةِ The first thing that comes down is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal coming upon us. So this is a gathering of knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by you gathering here for the sake of knowledge, then the first thing that Allah will grant you is the mercy of Allah coming down upon you. And what more do you want than the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Secondly, وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ That the angels will come and surround them. They'll be in a gathering of angels. Think about how many gatherings out there are the gatherings of angels. Probably out of 100,000 gatherings, is one gathering of angels and the rest, gatherings of the shayateen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you here in a gathering of angels. وَغَشِيَتْهُمْ السَّكِينَةِ And Allah Azza wa Jalla will also send down His tranquility. What's the tranquility? It's something that every single one of us right now feels. I'm feeling so comfortable and calm. I'm feeling so happy. Compare this happiness, compare these feelings with the outside feelings. Compare that if you went in this place right now, you would have been probably sitting down watching a television. Compare that feeling of you standing or sitting down in front of a television and you being in this place right now. You're going to touch the difference of those two feelings. One is the feeling of tranquility, full tranquility. The other one is a different feeling. Maybe exactly the opposite. A feeling of stress. And the fourth thing, and the most beautiful thing is, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ That Allah Azza wa Jal will mention them the way they mentioned Him. Us being here together, mentioning the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah mentions us the way we mention Him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another hadith, hadith al-Qudsi الذي يرويه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن ربه عز وجل إذ يقول إذا ذكرني عبدي في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي If my servant mentions me or remembers me in himself, I'll mention him in myself. Allah عز وجل. Imagine if your name is mentioned in a parliament. You'll not stop talking about that until you die. Wallah, my name in 1999 or 2002, my name was mentioned in the parliament. You just keep on talking about it. Why? You think it's an honor. But the best honor is your name being mentioned by Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now your name is not being mentioned by creation, your name is being mentioned by the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty and Glory. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He mentions me or remembers me in Himself, I'll remember Him in myself. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. And if He mentions me or remembers me in a gathering or assembly, I'll mention Him or remember Him in a better assembly than His assembly. The assembly of the angels, al-malaika. And if He gets close to me one handspan, I'll get close to Him two handspan. And if He gets close to me one arm's length, I'll get close to Him two arm's length. And if He comes to me walking, I'll come to Him running. So the fourth thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that Allah will grant His servants, the ones that get together for the sake of Allah and learning the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is taking place right now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them that He will remember them the way I remembered Him. Isn't that a great honor? I'll congratulate every single one of us here for this. And every single one of us should be the most happiest human being standing on the surface of this earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning my name. You should get out of here, walking out of here saying, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned my name. When tonight you go to sleep, you should have a big smile on your face saying, Alhamdulillah, that Allah mentioned my name tonight. In a moment where probably Allah hardly mentions the names of people, your name was being mentioned today. The other hadith, that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to teach Mu'adh ibn Jabal few aspects or few principles in Islam. Where the hadith goes on, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, أَتَدْرِي مَا رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ وَعَمُودُهُمْ وَذَرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ. Do you know what's the top or the foundation of the matters and the pillars of Islam and the peak of Islam? So Mu'adh ibn Jabal says, O Prophet Allah, Allah and His Prophet knows better or best. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Rasul Amr al-Islam, the foundation of all matters is Islam. Wa'amuduhu salah, and the pillars of it is salah. Wa'dharwatu sanamihi al-jihad, and the peak of Islam is jihad. And what does jihad mean? It's struggling and sacrificing something for in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mainly jihad is used to sacrifice the soul or money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what jihad is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the believers and showed us a sign of a believers, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. All those believers, shouldn't I guide you to a trade and business that will prevent you from a severe punishment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. What's a trade and business? Allah is saying, all those believers, shouldn't I guide you? Shouldn't I show you? Shouldn't I tell you something? A trade that will prevent you from a severe punishment and will grant you a high position in a paradise. What's that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all says, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Believe in Allah and His Prophet first. Have Allah in your heart first. Following the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam second. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. and to struggle and sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Struggle and sacrifice what? There's a lot of struggling and sacrifices in the human being's life. You could struggle your time, sacrifice your time. You could sacrifice your family. You could sacrifice your house. You could sacrifice this. You could sacrifice that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the real mujahid by him sacrificing the two most loved things in his life. To sacrifice your money and soul in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To sacrifice your money and soul in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And everyone knows, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran all the time, especially in a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-malu wal-banuna, zinatul hayati al-dunya, tujahiduna fi sabilillah ba'amwalikum wa anfusikum. Allah azza wa jal all the time in the Quran mentions to sacrifice your money and soul in the path of Allah. Your money and soul in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the other verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bought from the believers their souls and money. That means the human being is ready to sacrifice his soul before his money. Because sometimes the money is more beloved to the human being than his soul. And that's why when Allah said, sacrifice your money and souls, then Allah mentioned another verse that Allah bought the souls and money. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah had bought from the believers their souls and money because He's given them in exchange the paradise. So here the trade of Allah Azza wa Jal, where Allah encourages all the believers to have the best trade. You go to the employment office and you tell them what's the best business to open. You go and consult a lot of people, businessmen, what's the best business to open? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best with His sunnah. The best business is to struggle and sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do you get out of it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after you do this, you believe in Allah first. Have Allah in your heart. Why did Allah mention this first? Because you have to go in the path of Allah sincerely from your heart. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by one of the companions or Prophet of Allah, tell me, guide me, which person is in the path of Allah, fighting in the path of Allah, sacrificing in the path of Allah? Is it the person that goes out to fight for the sake of reputation? Or is it the person that goes out and fights for the sake of the beauty? Or is it the person that goes and fights to show people that he's brave? Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, "Man qatala litakuna kalimatullahi al-ulya fa huwa fi sabilillah." Whoever goes out to fight to uphold the word of Allah azza wa jal, which is la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is the one in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah first of all said, "Tu'minuna billah," believe in Allah. Have Allah in your heart and know that if you're going to struggle or sacrifice or go in the jihad, make sure this is for the sake of Allah. How am I going to go jihad? Then Allah Azza wa Jalla wa Rasulihi, Allah mentioned and His Prophet, you go jihad according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's certain rules and regulations that Islam puts. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after that verse, what's the exchange? Okay, I'm going to put my soul and money for the sake of Allah. What's Allah going to give me? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, first of all, said, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins. Especially in this position of this verse, Allah says, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. You look into other verses, Allah says, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. If you read the Quran, you find when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages the believers to do a certain act, Allah says, Allah will forgive from your sins, some of your sins. Except in this position, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah will forgive all your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. After Allah Azza wa Jalla cleans your sins out, He'll grant you paradise. Which paradise? The highest position in the paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is over 100 levels in the paradise just for the shuhada. Who is the shaheed? Is the one that puts his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he get? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Don't you ever think, don't you ever imagine that the ones that fight and die in the path of Allah are dead, but that we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive. They are alive, but in a different life. Not with the human beings, with the creator of the human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنَعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. They are so happy of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them and given them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every human being that dies does not wish to come back to this life except the shuhada. They love to come to this life hundreds of times so they could tell Allah, Ya Allah, bring us back to this life so we could die again for your sake. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned all the human beings do not like to come back to this life. Except the shuhada, they tell Allah, Ya Allah, bring us back so I could die again for your sake and come back in this life. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shaheed in the paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, oh my servants, is there anything else that you need or want? So they tell Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you for one thing. We ask you for one thing. Only one thing that we ask you and please give it to us. Is we'd like to come back to this life so we could die again and get what, and you give us again what you gave us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that had written that I do not give someone two lives in the life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, لَوَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنِّي أُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَغْزُو فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَأُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا فَأَغْزُو فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَأُقْتَلْ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا فَأَغْزُو فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَأُقْتَلْ. I wish, I ask Allah that He gives me life and I fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, then I die, then He gives me the life, then I fight in the path of Allah, then I die, then He gives me life, then I fight in the path of Allah and die. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَفْضَلْ, which deeds are the best? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى وَقْتِهَا, to pray the prayers on time. Then the Sahabi said, then what? Then بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Then he said, then what? Then the jihadu fi sabilillah, to struggle in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that whoever does not question himself or brings the matter of jihad in himself, he'll die like a hypocrite. So this is another sign of a hypocrite, is a man does not mention jihad in himself a minimum. The minimum that he should mention jihad to himself, remind himself of jihad. That means the one that neglects jihad, the Prophet ﷺ called him as a hypocrite. So a sign of a believer is a believer that reminds himself of jihad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the mujahid is the one with his soul and money. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some sahaba did not have money, but the poor, they struggled and sacrificed their souls. Some of them did have the money, and they sacrificed the money, but did not sacrifice their souls. And some of them sacrificed both. So Allah Azza wa Jal in that verse in Surah As-Saff, where He says, after saying, shouldn't I guide you to a trade and business that will prevent you from the fire of hell? believe in Allah and the Prophet and struggle and sacrifice, go in the jihad with your money and soul. What do you get? As I said, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive all your sins. You'll enter the paradise with no sins. You'll go straight away to the paradise. No questions asked. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every cut in a human, in a mujahid's body, the blood that drops, the day of judgment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the color of blood and the smell of musk. Allah will forgive his sins. Don't just go to the paradise. And وَيَدْخُلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you paradise. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْلٍ. And beautiful, beautiful palaces in the paradise. But this is for the ones that died in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is for the mujahideen. What about the ones that struggled and sacrificed their money and souls in this life but they did not die? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. For the ones that stayed alive in this life and that did not die, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them a great victory and a great opening. Like what happened with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They struggled and sacrificed and went out in the path of Allah. Some of them died, went straight away to the paradise, and the other some, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the whole world for them. A great opening. And subhanallah, one of the great examples, the great sahabi Abdullah ibn Hudhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they gave a great example to all the Muslim nation. At the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Umar ibn al-Khattab sent a troop with the leadership of Abdullah ibn Hudhafa to go and fight and face the Romans in Sham, Syria. And the Muslims won the battle, but unfortunately the leader Abdullah ibn Hudhafa was captured as a war prisoner. Him and a number of the Muslim soldiers. And they were taken to the Roman king. When the Roman king saw the leader Abdullah ibn Hudhafa and saw that dignity, that great honor of that great believer Abdullah ibn Hudhafa, which he never saw in his life from any other Roman or any other non-Muslim, he tells him, "Oh Abdullah." He got jealous. "What's this man? This man could do a lot for my empire." So he offered him offers. "Oh Abdullah, change your religion, become a Christian, and I'll free you. I'll free you." So Abdullah ibn Hudhafa says, "No, Allah, I'll never leave the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So the Roman king offers him the second offer. "Oh Abdullah, become a Christian, leave the religion of Islam, and become a Christian like me, I'll give you half of my wealth." So Abdullah ibn Hudhafa, the strong man, replies back by saying, "Wallahi, if you give me this whole world, I'll never leave the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because nothing is equal to the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So the Roman king orders his soldiers to torture him. So Abdullah ibn Hudhafa gets tortured and persecuted, tortured and tortured, punished. And then he brings him back and tells him, "Oh Abdullah, become a Christian, and I'll give you half of my kingdom." So Abdullah ibn Hudhafa says, "Wallahi, if you give me this whole world and what's in it, nothing will ever take me away from the legion of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah." So he starts with a new punishment. Okay, we punished him from the outside, let's punish him from the inside. Let's punish his desires. Put him in an isolated room and bring an attractive Roman female and put her inside the room, him and her. Isolate them in the room and let us see. Maybe he'll fall into that trap where no one could resist that trap except the strong hearts of Muslims. The strong hearts of the Iman. So they put him in a room and they bring in the attractive Roman female. And when she comes out, the Roman king wants to know what went on. He will not think that. What was in his mind was going to happen. So he asks her, "What did you do?" So she said, "Wallahi, la adri adakhaltu ala rajulin am ala hajar." "Wallahi, I don't know if I entered on a man or a stone. Wallahi, he didn't even look at me." "Why?" Because that man has got La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in his heart. He will not look at him. Why? Because he's got Allahu Akbar. Allah is much greater than anything else. And is greater than anyone else. So now he tries his last attempt. Where he orders his soldiers to bring a big pot with a boiling water in that pot. And brings Abdullah and gives Abdullah the last chance, where he tells him, "Oh Abdullah, I offer you the last chance. Become a Christian or I'll throw you in that pot and burn and boil in that pot." So Abdullah says, "Wallahi, nothing will ever take me away from the deen of Allah and the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he orders his soldiers to take Abdullah ibn Hudhafa and to cast Abdullah ibn Hudhafa in that pot. And when Abdullah ibn Hudhafa was taken, he was walking like a man, guaranteeing and ensuring that after this pot is paradise. It's only few seconds away from the paradise. It's only moments from meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only moments being with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he cried. Tears tried to drop from his eyes. So that when the Roman king saw that, what came to his mind? Maybe Abdullah now is thinking of it. So bring him back. Bring him back. So they brought Abdullah back. And the Roman king tells Abdullah, "Oh Abdullah, do you want to take the offer that I offered you?" So Abdullah says, "La wallah, nothing ever. Take me away from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So the Roman king was amazed. It was strong. "Then what made you cry?" He said, "Wallah, I did not cry because I'm facing death. Wallah, it's only moments between me and the paradise. But I cried because I knew I only had one soul to offer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I wish if I had over 100 souls to offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Look at this iman. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What type of hearts are these? Now we ask ourselves, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give these people victory? Because they had the hearts. Not because they had the weapons or the money or the numbers. Because they had hearts with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Hearts with Allahu Akbar every single second. Hearts that nothing will ever exchange them from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah gave him victory. So the Roman king tells Abdullah, "Oh Abdullah, if you kiss my head, I'll free you." So Abdullah tells him, "La wallah, you free me and my fellow Muslim soldiers." So the Roman king agreed, and Abdullah ibn Hudhafa kisses the head of the Roman king and he frees him and all the Muslim soldiers. And when the news came back to Umar ibn Khattab, the Muslim Khalifa, Umar ibn Khattab says, "It's a right that on every Muslim have to kiss Abdullah ibn Hudhafa's head. And I'm the first person to kiss his head. An honor." Look at these hearts. That's how they were. That's how they were. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once sent a troop in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they died in the path of Allah azza wa jal. So Jibreel alayhi salam reveals to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these soldiers are sending their salam to you and telling you, "Oh Prophet of Allah, they are so happy to meet Allah, and Allah is pleased from them and they are pleased from him." That's why Mujahid is. And the real jihad, when the Muslims get attacked, it is obligatory on every Muslim in that area to fight back. And what's going on in Palestine? It is jihad. And that's a point I would like to make clear to everyone. That what goes on in Palestine, it is jihad more than 100%. And whoever says no is only a person that's got hypocrisy in his heart. For Muslims to get attacked the way they are getting attacked right now, it is jihad. And whoever fights in that position, he is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever protects the Muslim countries, he is in the path of Allah azza wa jal. And whoever thinks twice, I'll say this guy, hypocrisy in his heart. And the minimum the Muslims should do outside that area, the minimum they should do is support them financially or dua. Make dua for them. Support them financially. And for every cent that goes in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply this your hasanat. And make dua. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. Send your victory down. Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Support the Muslims. And that's why you might find in the law of the mosque, in the 5 daily prayers, when you pray in a jama'ah, the imam might do qunut. Might do the dua. Like how they do dua in Fajr after the second rak'ah. After the ruku' of the second rak'ah, they make dua. You might find Allah in the other mosque where the imam makes this qunut after the last rak'ah, after the ruku' of the last rak'ah. And this qunut is called qunut al-nazila. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this qunut all the time in Fajr. And he used to make this qunut when a matter or a problem hits the Muslims. Like when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by one of the leaders of a tribe that's far away from Medina. He was approached by the leaders and they told the Prophet, "Oh Prophet Allah, we became a Muslim and we've got a lot of people, we left a lot of people behind us in that city." It's called Dhakwan wa Ra'il. That tribe was called Dhakwan wa Ra'il. "And please, O Prophet Allah, if you could send people to teach our tribe the religion and to teach our tribe the Quran." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 70 Sahabi, which they were called the Qurra. Al Qurra are the reciters of the Quran. Their job was all the time to memorize Quran and teach Quran. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 70 of them. 70 of them to that tribe, and halfway they were betrayed and they were killed by that tribe because it was a trap that was made. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed over 40 days making dua after every ruku' of the last rak'ah of every salah. He used to make dua after every rak'ah of the last ruku' on that tribe, making dua, "Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, destroy that tribe. Ya Allah, destroy that tribe. Ya Allah, destroy that tribe." And what's happening in Palestine, even in Afghanistan, we should all, at least, as I said, to make the minimum we should do is make dua. Make dua, Ya Rabb, make dua, Ya Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and strengthen our iman. Strengthen our iman. This is the first, that's the first step into jihad, is to strengthen your iman. If you want to become a real mujahid, then start strengthening your iman. Work on it. Work on strengthening this iman, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correcting your intention before you work on your muscles. Work on your iman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give victory to the sahaba because of the muscles or the numbers. Allah azza wa jal gave them because of the iman in their hearts. And that's why in the first battle, the battle of Badr 313 versus 750, where the Muslims had only 2 horses and the kuffar had over 70 horses, the Muslims had 70 camels and the kuffar had over 700 camels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslims because of their hearts, because of their belief. But when you look at the other battle, the battle of Hunayn, there were 10,000 against 3,000. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Sahaba lose at the beginning. Why? Because they were saying, "We outnumbered them, we outnumbered them." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach them that victory doesn't come by number or by weapon, it comes by iman. And that's the first step that every single one of us should prepare for, is to strengthen the إيمان. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا عزيز يا غفور يا ذا القوة المتين يا الله. يا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفرة والملحدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم لا تبقي منهم ولا تذر. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين انصر المسلمين والمجاهدين في فلسطين وفي أفغانستان وفي الشيشان وفي جميع بقاع الأرض يا رب العالمين. اللهم عليك باليهود ومن لف لفهم من أمة الشرك يا رب العالمين. اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا يا الله. يا أرحم الراحمين give victory to the Muslims يا الله. Give support. يا الله send your support down يا الله. Give him victory يا الله. يا الله give victory to the Muslim Palestinians in Palestine يا الله. يا أرحم الراحم give him victory on their enemy يا الله. Give him victory on their enemy. Give victory to the Muslims in Afghanistan and Shishan يا الله. Give victory to all the Mujahideen all over the world. يا أرحم الراحمين prepare us for the jihad يا الله. Prepare us for the jihad يا الله. Strengthen us for it يا أرحم الراحمين. Make us be ready for it يا رب العالمين يا الله. Make your love and the love of Muhammad the most beloved things in our hearts يا الله. Make the love of Muhammad the most beloved things in our hearts يا الله. Make us follow the path of Muhammad يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. وجزاكم الله خير جميعا.